Welcome to the podcast of Tibetan Kung Fu. Whether you're a student, current listener, or new to our podcast, thank you for listening to episode number 7, Find the Common Denominator, Connecting the Threads of Your Experiences. At the end of the podcast, you'll find the links necessary to get a hold of us. They should also be in the show notes, and we look forward to hearing from you. In this podcast, you will hear the story of how Ava found the threads of her experiences and put them together to use them to change the direction of her life. I want to say thank you to several folks. Dean, thank you for subscribing there at the YouTube channel. Thank you, Mr. Adair, for subscribing at iTunes. It always helps us when you all subscribe to Stitcher and iTunes. It helps us get found a little bit easier. I'm also supposed to be able to see who all subscribes, but due to my technical difficulties, that doesn't always happen. I'm trying to get better and know which button to push to see this or see that. If you have subscribed and I have not recognized you personally, because I do appreciate it, please send me an email so I'll know. Even if you're a student that gets the Jade News feed that provides everything, I do appreciate it if you subscribe anyway. Thank you, Mr. Harper, for your time to share that email with me. Let me tell you something. You motivate and inspire me just as much as you said I inspired you. Thank you very much for your effort. It really makes me motivated to keep doing this and to keep making a way to get myself doing better. The Bakwa workshop's coming up this weekend. Dwight was in here sweating it out doing his posting and his Bakwa work. He looks like he's ready. And he was practicing hard. We've had a pretty good response with that. But if you are interested in coming, just let me know. And Mr. Knox was in here sweating it out yesterday as well. Looks like he's just about ready for the Kung Fu Boot Camp coming up in August, that 8-week-long training program that we have set up for that. We're limiting the space in that program so he can make sure he works you over good. Now let's discuss the story of Ava. A young lady who lies in her bed, looking at the ceiling, and it's 1 in the morning. She can't sleep. She has that empty look in her, and she's stewing that she has just ended up in the same unpleasant situation again. She's thinking to herself, I'm college educated, got a good job, relatively attracted, and I take pretty good care of myself. How do I keep ending up in these crappy situations? She took a moment to reflect on her past 5 years and saw she'd had a boyfriend that she knew it was trouble even before it actually started real well. She lost a few $100s on a scam before she ever got a good sense that it was a bad deal. She trusted a guy just because he was a fun play partner. She had wasted quite a bit of time on some meaningless things, and she just took a moment and thought to herself, I'm pretty unimpressed with my life resume. She continued to lay there for a little bit and felt some anger growing inside of her. She asked herself, what am I missing? What am I not learning? She had been studying all the self-help books. And at that time, there were quite a few. It was when the genre was just coming out. And one that struck a chord with her was Wherever You Go, There You Are. She had memorized one of the quotes. If you want to develop yourself, you must step out from where you stand. But if you don't know where you stand, you can end up walking in circles. That really resonated with her, and it struck a chord. And she thought, the only common thread in all these situations is me. They were not related except for my presence. It reminded her of her grandma, who used to say, many bowls, one spoon. Ava realized in the moment that she could figure this out because she was the common denominator in each one. She knew that she was not the cause of some of the circumstances that came out of it, but she knew that she could have done better in several of them. It was in that moment that she knew she was going to have to dig deeper and further to find out who she was and where she was in her life. A few days after, Ava sought out and she found a teacher, an old man that was willing to teach her a practice called Zingzom, quiet heart, a form of meditation that helps one find themselves. With a great effort, struggles, and tears, she became aware of why she had allowed herself to get involved in certain circumstances, why she had not taken initiative to change her direction when she had already sensed it was time to do it. Ava began to know where she stood, and later, she began to know what she stood for. The Tao Te Ching, chapter 33, states, "To know others is intelligence. To know yourself is wisdom." A year has passed. Ava laid in bed again, smiling this time, because she had just adjusted a difficult situation with a guy she was dating. It may not work out the way she had hoped for. However, this was a new type of problem. She was preparing to accept it for what it is, not for what she had hoped for. She had stepped out from where she was and wasn't in the circle anymore. Take a few moments to consider, try to reflect and learn from your experiences. Where could we take action when we didn't? When could we have been still rather than force a situation? How do you find your common denominator? How you find it can vary from person to person. It's more of an internal wiring question than to help with individually. What you have to do to find it, to find your common denominator. Now, that's pretty much the same for all of us. We have to slow the mind down. As the mind slows down and it gets smaller, it actually increases the resolution. We use tools like the Tai Chi Chi Kong, the quiet heart meditation, the walking, like we do in the Bakwa. All of these different exercises are ways to get us to the door to understanding how to slow ourselves down to find the common denominator. How we go about opening and walking through that door varies from person to person. Every day, do a little and gain a little. Thank you again for listening to Tibetan Kung Fu podcast number 7. If you'd like to send us some feedback, go to TibetanKungFu.net/contact or go to TibetanKungFu.net/podcast and you can find this episode and all the other episodes. Have a great day. Look forward to talking with you all again during the week and next week here.